Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yutes, and today we're going to talk about the sugya of Ein Mafligin Besfina on the Yutes Amun Aleph. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, Ein Mafligin Besfina, Pachos Mikibla Yaman Kodim LaShabbos. One is not allowed to go out on a boat ride within 3 days of Shabbos. Because, why? That is very unclear. Rashi does not say anything. Rashi just explains the case. You're separating yourself from the Yishuv. That's mafligim, from the word plag, to split. Plugt is a machlokas, because they're split on different sides. So mafligim is splitting and separating from the land. So you're not allowed to go out on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. But this is only l'dvar rishus. For a dvar rishus, you're not allowed to go out within 3 days of Shabbos. Aval l'dvar mitzvah shaper dami. But if it's for a mitzvah, then you can even go out within 3 days of Shabbos. So whatever the isser involved here is, it is not a problem if it's done l'dvar mitzvah. So what exactly is the case and the reason that is discussed? So again, Rashi doesn't say a word. If we look at Rabbeinu Hananel says, what is the issue here? The issue is one of iser tchumin, the iser of tchum, because if you're going to be on a boat outside of tchum, if you go within 3 days of Shabbos, so then that is a problem. Says the Rabbeinu Hananel, let me just find the line, Yesh bisha omrim bizman shegosheshes. It's an case that we're talking about is where the boat is in the near the bottom. It's not floating very high up in the water. It's close to the bottom. Ve'ein b'mayim yutfachim. There isn't yutfachim in the water underneath the boat, meaning which would make it like a makom ptur. Umishum gzeras tchumin naguba. And because of the tchum, that is the problem. Above 10 is not a problem. And that's why in the Mediterranean, the Yam HaGadol, so that's why it is not a problem if you go in that one. But again, he also quotes the Chilak. According to this, you have to explain what the issue is with within three Letzorach Mitzvah, not Letzorach Mitzvah. According to this, the violating Tchumin, Letzorach Mitzvah, that seems to be a little flexible according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Again, the whole idea of Tchumin being Daraisa, we know is a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the only Mitzvah that he quotes in Parshas B'Shalach is the Yisur of Tchumin. Right, the pasuk says, "Al yete ish bimkomo bayom hashavii," and the chinuch says, "Ubaha pirish alav shemekomo nikra kol sheino marchik yoser mishalosh parsos chutz la'ir." A parsa arba milin, I write 3 parsos out. A parsa is 4 mil, and that's 12 parsos. V'hamil alpayim ama. Right, so that's the limit, 24,000 amos outside. That's tchumin. Umodidim misfas habayis achitzon shebair. Afilo I say gedola kininve v'zeh l'din torah. L'shacham god dugeder v'asur shalech yozem yepam amachutz la'ir. Mida raisa, it's 24,000 amos according to the chinuch. Midra rabbanan, it's 2,000 amos outside the city. So again, the chinuch counts at least some tchumin as a daraisa. And this is really a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam, the Ramban, and others. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tchumin, the fourth volume of the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Tzadi Zayin, Kal Adam Yeshlo Alpayim Ama L'chol Ruach. Even if somebody's in the middle of nowhere, he's not in a city, he has 2,000 amos to walk around. Chutz Mi'arba Amos of, besides the 4 amos around him, meaning he has 2,004 really, or in the city that he is resting in, meaning it's 2,000 amos outside the city. The Mishnah Berurah points out here, like we just saw, what do you mean 2,000 amos? Because on a Torah level, even up to 12 mil, Kishir Machne Yisrael Bamidbar, Shechziku Yud Beis Mil, Ubiyoser Mizelser. More than that is Asra al Yetzi Ishmim Komo. Vihar be poskim cholkim, and says the Mishnah Berurah, many argue, va'omrim shedagam chutz liyud beis mil, ain't awesome in a Torah. Even outside of 12 mil, 24,000 amos is not going to be midaraisa. Vahai al Yetzi, ain't el asra al inyan otos kalim, me rishus le rishus. This is the machlokas we've shown him about Tchumin. Maybe the same for the Rabbi Nachananel here is taking a stand on that by saying this gzera is asra mishum Tchumin. Number one, if you look in Tosfos is a different shot. Tosfos says, and the Rashba also says this, that why is it usher to go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos? Afilu tocha tchum usher, says Tosfos. Tosfos obviously feels, he knows that what the other daya is. He says, no, even within the tchum is usher, mishum shut. because of the gzera of shat, of swimming. Included in that is not just swimming, but going on a boat. Again, the gzera of swimming, you might come to build a raft. So too, this is included in that. Says the Rashba, quoting this a little more expanded, Pirshim mishum da'asr la'avar b'mayim b'ma'avores afilu b'toch ha'tchum mishum da'avilei kishat v'asr la'shut gzera shemayas echavish shel shayatin. Right, maybe you're going to make some type of raft, right? Or inami aser laver b'mavores shema yisayeya v'ka'avid ovdin dechol. But either way, it's included in the gzeira of shat. So that's Rina Chananel and Tosas in the Rashba. But then we get to the other deus, the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif. The Rif here quotes Rabbeinu Chananel and then argues with him. The Rif says here on Zayin Mabez on the Dafe Harif, Elahainu Taima, after quoting, Yesh Misha Omer, first he quotes, the other Tanya Mefligim Besvina Pacha Begil Yom Kodat Shabbos, Bezan Shasvina Kosheshes, Vein Bemai Masar Tvachim, Mishim Zeres Tchumin Gazruba, Mishim Hachi Nogu Am Mahaflik Biyam Agadol. Vai Taima Pirchahi, says the Rif, I argue with the Rabbeinu Chananel, Dime Hai Taima Hu Deim Mefligim, because if the issue is the issue of Tchum, Havil the Misnei Mefligim Besvina Ktana, Amai Tani Svina Stam, Masha Bing Ktana Bing Dole, should have Dafka said, certain types of boats. And also, my Arya Gimel Yamim, Afilu Tfeinami, if you issue a Tchum, so even beforehand it should be Aser. Glaod, Lidvar Mitzvah Maishari, as we just mentioned earlier. If it's, why should there be a difference? If it is Rif Tchumin, why is it Mutz Lidvar Mitzvah? So therefore, the Rif says a different shot, and this is what the Rambam says also. Elahainu Taim Adem Avlingam Besfina Bachat Gimel Yamim Kodama Shabbos, why Mishum Bittul Mitzvahs Onek Shabbos? Because your Onik Shabbos is going to be ruined. Doing something before Shabbos that will put you in a state on Shabbos that you won't be in a state of enjoyment is a problem. To call Gimel Yom, Havali Shinui Vases. Because within 3 days, you're not used to your surroundings. Mishum Nianu Asvini, you're going to get seasick. And therefore, if you've been on the boat for 3 days already, then you're used to it. You're not going to be seasick. You're going to be used to it. But within 3 days, you're not. And therefore, you're going to violate, be mevatel the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. You'll be able to eat, you'll be able to be better. And that's why Lidvar Mitzvah is also mutter. Why? Why Lidvar Mitzvah is mutter? What do you mean? You'll be mevatel, onik Shabbos? We shouldn't depatri me mitzvah sonik, because if you're going to do a mitzvah, then you're putter from the mitzvah of owning, mishdamar mar. You go to the Gemara, sukkah chafei, brachas yin aleph, osik be mitzvah. Pater mena mitzvah. Vitzna nami, shluchei mitzvah, pater mena mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah are also. So therefore, it says the Rif, the issue is bittul onik Shabbos, and that's why if it's Lidvar mitzvah, it's osik mitzvah, pater mena mitzvah. The Rif says, by the way, this is also the same reason for the next line of the Gemara, which we're not focusing on right now, about what not, you're not supposed to besiege a city within 3 days of Shabbos. Why? You're not going to be used to the surroundings. You're going to be nervous and anxious, so you're not going to be able to be focused. After 3 days of being there, the pachad leaves, and you'll be able to fulfill Oneg Shabbos. This is the Shita of the Rif. Again, the psukim in Yeshayo, Perek Nun Ches, right? Noch Menucha, Perek Nun Ches, that's the mitzvahs of Shabbos, mitzvahs Drabanan, Vikibrazo Measos Chevsacha, Mimso Chevsacha, Vadabra Dovar. That's the psukim. And the Rambam also says this as well. The sheet of the Rambam here in Perek Lamed, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam again puts both cases like the Rif does. Ain't sorry, the Rambam even flips it. Ain't sorry, Nala Yaros shall go and pocket Mishlosh Yam and Kodam Shabbos. You can besiege a city within 3 days. Kadesha Tis Yashiv Das Anshiyam Alchama Alehen. So the Das of the people battle will be calmed. Velo Yihu Mivuhalim Uterudim Bishabbos. And they won't be Mivuhal and confused and not relaxed on Shabbos. Umipnezeh, and the same reason, interesting, the Rambam flips the two in the Gemara, we have it the opposite order. Umipnezeh, for the same reason, Eimaflikim Besvina. Pachal Bishlosh Yom and Kodem HaShabbos, Kedei Shetisyashiv Dai to Alav, Kodem HaShabbos, he conned himself before, Velo Yitztaer, Yoser Midai, and he doesn't have too much bittol of Onik, because he'll be used to it. There's even interesting halacha l'maisa discussions in the poskim about doing something on Friday. Sometimes somebody will have a procedure. Let's say they need to take their wisdom teeth out. They'll do it on Friday because then they'll have a few days to get back to themselves and they'll be in pain. Is that really appropriate? Yadavka doing something, scheduling something, so that on Shabbos one will be in discomfort. That's a serious shaila about doing that, even though it works out, you know, best in terms of work or school, but it's a serious shaila about being mevatel onik Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon, remember the Gros comment about kavod and onik Shabbos, the Gros medayik in the language of the Rambam. The Rambam there in that same Perek, and Perek Lamed, discusses what is kavod Shabbos and what is onik Shabbos. The Rambam says, what is Kavod Shabbos? Ezeu Kavod, Sheo Sha'amru Chachamim, Mitzvah La'adam Lirchos, Panav Yadav Araglav, Mitzvah to wash their face. That's Kavod Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Umisati B'tzitzis, wrapping themselves in tzitzis, V'yoshi B'kovid Rosh. And sitting with seriousness of head, miyachal akpolos b'nei hashchina, k'moshi yosef l'gras ha-melech. Like he's going to greet the melech, v'chamim harishonim. They used to gather with their students, umis'atim v'omrim, and gather and wrap themselves in a talus, a bow, v'neitzi l'gras Shabbos melech. And kavod Shabbos to dress nicely, says the Rambam, and osur l'kvoas udu mishte v'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to have a big meal on Friday because of kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is not just about doing things, but also about not doing things. Setting the table on Erev Shabbos. That's also Kavod Shabbos. And also Motzi Shabbos. Even though you're not going to eat much. Skip a couple of halachas. The Rambam then says, Ezehu Oneg. What's Oneg Shabbos? Very fatty and yummy. Umashke mevusam l'Shabbos. Hakolafim mamonu shel adam. V'chalamarbe b'otzal Shabbos. Ubi tikun ma'achalim rabim v'tovim. Hareze meshubach. Says the Rambam, covered in Odig. What's the difference between the two? So that's the Gra. The Gra's comment. The Gra makes this comment. It's much quoted, but if you look at the original, in Simin Tav Kuf Chav Tas in Arachayim, that's with the Simin in Shulchan Arach about Simchas Yantif, and the Shulchan Arach says there, that's where he talks about Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem, and the Shulchan Arach says, Chayav Adam Lios Sameach, V'tov Lev B'moed, Hu V'ishto Banav Chol Nivu Meilav, real Simchas Yantif, Ochel v'shosev v'chulu. So the Rambam also, Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam. V'tzorach l'chabdo l'ango k'mo ha-Shabbos. And you have to be mechabidu ma'anig yantiv, just like Shabbos. So he quotes the Rambam. And then the Vilna Gaon says, Ratzal Omer, oneg hu b'Shabbos atzmo. V'kavad hu b'erev Shabbos. V'chem b'ksus nikia. V'zeo sh'omer b'Shabbos oneg u b'yom ha-Kippurim kavod levad. Yom Kippur has no oneg, it has kavod, because you get ready for it. Everything you do before Shabbos is covered. Everything on Shabbos is onik. But either way, this is number three. Pshat number three of Eima Fligin. Rabbi Nachmanel says this is a worry of Tchumin. Tosfos the Rashba, it's a worry of Gzira Shut. The Rif and the Rambam, it's Bittel Onik Shabbos. And that's why Litzorach Mitzvah is Mutter, because of Osik B'mitzvah, Patam and a Mitzvah. The Meiri says here, though, according to this Pshat, there's another Nafgamina. What if somebody is a sailor and he's used to it? He's not going to be sick, even if he goes on Friday. He's used to the shaking of the boat. Or what if you have professional sailors or a yacht where you don't even feel the movement of the boat? So he says, then it'll be mutter. El, it's a ironclad, based on the reason. El, sheish lobon mimena heter lemisha hergal bakach. O shema bizmanim elu, maybe in these times, says the Meiri, in right the late zman arishonim, lakol, shezmanim elu lakol, shasafanim bikiim baharbe, vein kansar kolkach. There's no tsar because they have a professional fisherman. Okay, number three. Number four, four out of five. 5 days, we'll spend a little more time on the fifth. The fourth one is the day of the Ramban. The Ramban is quoted here by his Talmidim. I'll read it from the Ritva. What is the issue of Anachon v'Iker? The Ritva quotes the Rif, and then he quotes the Zera Shot, quotes others, but then he says, I like what Rabbeinu Hagadol says, the Ramban. Right, it's not quoted in the Ramban here. The Ra'ah quotes it, and the Ran quotes it, but here the Ritva. V'anachon ha'ikr, k'mo mashapirish Rabbeinu Hagadol, demastisan b'sfina sheruba Yisraelim. Most are Jews. O mechza al mechza, v'yish b'malachos ha'sfina kama malacha shal Torah. Moving and rowing and operating the boat has a lot of Yisuri Daraisa. V'kosher u'matir v'chayotzi bo v'kam Yisuri Darabanan. Many malachas Daraisa, many malachas Darabanan in operating a boat. U'kishe nichnas sham be'erev Shabbos, if I go into the boat on Friday, or even on Thursday, avo b'she kablonasi, even though I paid for I'm not paying him directly per minute, but I paid him for kablon as a package. V'kal makom nir eis, ki'ilu Yisrael mitzav lo lasos, u'ki'ilu oseh b'shlichuso. It's ki'ilu, the Jew is commanding the guy to violate Shabbos, right, getting into the sugis of Amir la'akum. Kivan she Yisrael sham, v'nire ki'oseh melechas kablanes bebeiso she Yisrael shuasar. A guy is not allowed to do work in a Jew's house on Shabbos. It looks like it's working for the Jew. So to here, it's nireh. If it's within 3 days, it's nireh that it is the guy is working for the Jew. Aval berevi'i ubechamishi. But earlier days, delo minkura bemilsa kishabis asua kiilu kabbalas binyan chutz latchum shumutter umizeh atam itir ledvar mitzvah. There's a little more flexibility. Again, is it shlichus? We'll talk about emir la'akim at some point. But this is the Ramban's idea is that it looks like the guy is working for the Jew. And therefore, it's nirek amir la'akum, shlichus la'akum, even though amir la'akum itself is a derabbanan, according to the most Rishonim, that is number four. But the fifth and final idea, which has a lot of discussion in the Achronim, is the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says, you know why you're not allowed to do it within 3 days of Shabbos? Because, similar to the Rambam, but not exactly, if you put yourself into that situation, you will probably have to violate, you yourself, not the guy, you're going to have to violate Yisurei Daraisa in order to save yourself. Then it's going to be Pikuach Nefesh, you're going to have to save your work on the boat and save yourself, and it'll be mutter to do. But says the Baal Amor, you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation of Tchias Yisurin. That's the Shita of the Baal Amor. He says, though the sea and a battlefield is a makam sakana. And for the 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's called Erev Shabbos. It's called Erev Shabbos. The nireh kimasne litchos is a Shabbos. And it's nireh that you're planning on being docha Shabbos, but b'nei she'ein davar she'omei b'vnei pikuach nefesh. Right? You're going to have to violate, and it seems like you're putting yourself into a situation of having to be docha. V'adin lahafrish b'midbaros. V'chol makom sakana. Shadim asid l'chala bo'as ha'Shabbos. Anytime you're going to have to violate Shabbos, that's the problem. K'nisa l'matzav shel d'chiyas yisurin, that's a problem. If it's before 3 days, no. So then you're not putting yourself into a situation Erev Shabbos. Or Letzorach Mitzvah is also Mutter. Fine, that's the Baal Amor. The problem is a steer in the Baal Amor. Right? The main sugya of Knisa L'matzav Shel Tuchiyas Yisurin is later on the sugya on Daf Nun Gimel and Daf Yarif, the Machloka between the Baal Amor and the Rabban. That's the sugya of Ishtapech Hamimeh. Right? The case where, in the days of the Gemara, it was medical science that you had to wash the baby after a bris with hot water. If you didn't do that, it was pikuach nefesh. So when there was a bris on Shabbos, they warmed up hot water before Shabbos in order to wash the baby after Shabbos. What happens if they were about to do the bris and somebody bumped into the water and the water spilled all over? So now there's no hot water. So now the question is, if you do the bris, then you're going to have to be mevashel chamin b'Shabbos. So is it better to push off the bris till Sunday? Because milas docha Shabbos, but not warming up water. After you do the bris, you're going to have to warm up water. Yeah, but now you didn't do the bris yet. Or no, don't worry about that. Do the bris, and afterwards you'll have to warm up the water. That's the machlokas between the Baal Amor and the Ramban. The Ramban there says in the Melchamas and in the Chidushim, Ein l'mitzvah el ashaito, to borrow a line from elsewhere. No, Ein l'mitzvah, you focus on the here and the now. You do the bris. After you do the bris, you can have to be mevashal the water. That's fine. Says the Ramban, that's not a problem. Says the Baal Amor, though, no. The Baal Amor says, you push off the bris till Sunday. You cannot put yourself into a situation of the Chiyas Yisurin, even for Bris Mila. Right, that's what the Baal Amor here says. Avalim nishmechu kodem ha-mila, ha-mila nitcheis, ve'ein ha-shabes nitche. V'ray lehu, he calls it Shabbat Chamime. That is the Baal Amor, and the Rani, of course, the Machlokas here between the Baal Amor and the Ramban. The Shail is, but in our Gemara, the Baal Amor says it's an issue of Knisa l'matzav, shod Chiyas Yisurin, pa'lat Tzorach Mitzvah is okay. Letzorach Mitzvah is okay. Or before 3 days. So how could the Baal Amor and Daf Nun Gimel and the Daf Yarif say you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation where you will have to be Docha Yisurin, while in our case you do if it's L'Sorach Mitzvah or before 3 days? So many answers given. We'll just mention three quick ones. Now, and all these answers are given by the Stipler, talks about this in Shabbos and Siman Tezvav. Rav Schachter quotes this from Rav Salvechik in Divrei Harav on page Kuf Ayin Aleph. The Chachma Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Luger talks about this on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem Ches. They'll give similar answers. I'll read it to you from the Stipler. The Stipler says, maybe there's a difference between doing it on Shabbos and doing it before Shabbos. Over there, doing Bris Milah on Shabbos in order to be Docha Yisurin on Shabbos, that's worse. Our case, we're talking about doing it before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, v'yalkar chach nira she'ikar achiluku bein kodem haShabbos l'biyom haShabbos. To kodem haShabbos lo chal alav adayin chiyuv shviso shmira. There's really no shmira Shabbos on Thursday. There's no shmira. So therefore, you don't have to worry about what situation you put yourselves in. Says the stipler. But if it's already Shabbos, and now there's a shvisa, oz kol maisa sheyasa shemachmato yeimuchra lachal Shabbos, havi kamaschil achshav inyin chilulo. Any maisa that you'll have to do is included. It's included. You're right. Right now you're doing a mila, but it's you take a larger picture because there's already Shabbos. That's the possibility of the stipler. And also, if you look in the Divrei Harav, Rav Soloveitchik quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik. Yishlachalek bein. Let me find the Yishlachal bein machas as asmal b'Shabbos asmal bein machas as asmal b'gimel yom lefrei Shabbos. The b'Shabbos gufa chamer tvei. The nosav al isra malacha sheyeshna b'Shabbos yish gamkin chov lihizaher ulihishamer milikarnis l'matzav shachol Shabbos. The field of our mitzvah yishlasar. That's one answer. The other answer given also by the stipler and also by Rav Soloveitchik, and that is vaday versus suffik. In the case of bris milah, if you do the bris milah, you're vaday gonna have to warm up water. That's the situation of pikuach nefesh. And that's it. Here, you're not sure. Maybe the boat will ride. Maybe it'll be nice weather. Maybe you won't have to do it. Yishlachalik bein vadei chilul Shabbos l'slavi chilul Shabbos. Tibi yodea mei rosh by milo shebe vadei yitzarach l'chalas ha-Shabbos achar kach. Osher l'achlas asbo afilat var mitzvah. But if it's only a suffik, so then it is different. And that's what also the stipler says in that situation. Again, and he talks a lot more there about the Ramban. What about Esther going to Achashverosh, putting yourself into the situation of Dechiyas Yisurin. Again, big topic related to that. Just one other suggestion. Rabbi Chanan also talks about this in Kovetz Ha'aris, Chav Gimel, Aleph and Beis. But I saw some of the Asher L'Shlomo mentions, quoted here in the Masifta. He quotes that maybe there's a difference between for yourself and for someone else. Shalodivri Balamor, the Mechalas HaShabbos L'Tzorach Atzmo, who begether Heter Gomor. If it's Mechalas Shabbos for myself, etc. If you Mechalas Shabbos L'Tzorach HaCherim, Eino Heter Gomor, Elo Shenitche, Isser Shabbos Avedei Pikuach Nefesh. It's Dechuya. Ulaficha, the Balamor holds. By the boat, where I'm going to be saving myself, that's Hutra. That's Hutra, and therefore I'm allowed to put myself into that situation. By Mila, it's for the baby, Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore that's Dechuya, and therefore I would have to try to prevent that from happening. Again, a lot more here, but this is the Sugya Mafligin B'Sfina. We touched on Knisa L'Matzav Shal Dechiyas Yisurin. We touched on Oneg Shabbos. We touched on Tchumin. A lot to say in this Sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.